Just 1 week, a new record. 1 week since I said Mark Marquez may never be the same again. I have to be proven wrong. And
serve up the crow.
Yeah. And apparently, well, you know something? I don't like to wait real long. I'm an impatient person nowadays, so I'm glad it was quick. And,
you had to
relatively
get it done before you pass.
Yeah, he's exactly.
Like, that's really old.
Yeah, definitely. And
I guess
motocross was, I guess, somewhat interesting this week from the stand. I mean, you can look at the outcome and say, okay, it's not interesting. But it was interesting to me because it seems to me like the guy that Hayden Deegan needs to keep his eye on initially is Hunter.
Cannot disagree with that.
Yeah,
I think he's chasing the wrong Lawrence.
I think the thing about it is that I think, okay, when you can consistently beat Hunter, you can go after Jet, but you have to be able to do that. So let's dispose of, well, we can do the 250s first if you guys want.
Okay.
One of the things I love about motocross is that we don't have the split season East and West, you know?
Yeah.
I wish they would do that in Supercross as well. But anyways, I guess that's the only way in Supercross they can have, 200 riders.
Well, it's a testing ground, right? You want
to... Yeah, you got to get those young guys out there to see how they can do.
Well, then you would have to say the motocross is as well, and they don't split it. So I think that...
But they also start 42 riders.
Yeah, but you still... Okay, look at the number of people that line up in the 250s in Supercross, right?
20.
It's like almost 58 riders, I think, that actually line up. Now, they don't all make it, but...
Yeah, but...
So they get a full field in both the East and the West. So, whatever. I just like it being run this way. Seth Hammaker seems like he's serious this season, which... It's about time, right? Because he's going to age out, I think, potentially out of the 250s.
Is he not already aged out?
Yeah, I was going to say he's probably real close to that.
Levi Kitchen and Cole Davies look really good,
Cole Davies is an interesting story because he's got no motocross background to speak of, right? He's got no background in motocross, and as compared to a lot of these guys who ran amateur motocross for years before they ever made it into the 250s.
Years and years.
But he doesn't, and he's adapted pretty quick. And, I mean, I think after the first stop, I thought, oh, well, this is maybe not going to be Cole Davies' thing. He looked pretty good. He had one really bad race and one really good race. But,
tangled up.
The same names keep coming up, right? You know, we talked Hammaker, we already mentioned Levi Kitchen.
Well, there is one name that we don't normally hear, and that's
Heard before, by the way, right?
Caden Dundee. We heard him in the first race.
But I'm saying before this season, I'd never heard
him. Before this season, yeah. But that's, as far as I'm concerned, he's beating out Julian Bermeer. And Joe Shimoda.
But we hadn't heard of him before, the end of last season, right?
Yeah, but he also, Dundee or however Dudney, he also threw a 22 and a 20 this week.
Yes, he did.
So he had one good weekend, his head went up his ass, and now he's mid-pack. So I'm not going to be calling him the next heir apparent. Right.
What I'm saying is
he got lucky on a track, and until he can do that back-to-back weeks, he got lucky.
Yeah, and I should also mention Joe Shimoda, right?
Who?
Another guy that I really didn't think would be in the
250s. I didn't know he was still racing. Believe it or not, here, since I'm down there looking for the results for Caden Dundee, however, guess
Crocodile
who else is
Dundee.
Back there? Austin Faulkner.
Yeah, Austin Faulkner.
Oh,
well, Austin Faulkner has been racing in the 250s, I think, since, I don't know, I was a teenager, I think.
Since they were 125?
Yes, yeah.
He's still riding a single pump. What?
Exactly.
So
the 250s is, it's kind of like, okay, maybe you need to graduate some of these guys. Cole Davies, well, it's too early to say that yet, but certainly Kitchen, Shimoda, you know,
Faulkner doesn't have any races, he needs to retire.
For Austin medical Faulkner. Reasons. He's probably broken everything in his body. I think he's the Evel Knievel of 250s.
He got very lucky last week that when Tomac decided to get broken, he didn't, so that the ambulance would be back in time for him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, but anyway, and you know, I see why Jet didn't come back for Supercross now. I mean, it seems to me that he wanted to come back completely healthy, and it seems he's completely healthy from what I saw.
I do think that they are making compensations for him on the bike. They did have this little piece on there before the races started about how they moved his rear brake pedal has been moved back and up because he can't move his ankle enough to hit it in the normal position. And they showed a picture of it, and it's definitely 3 or 4 inches higher than it would be on a standard bike. So they are making adjustments for him because he's not healed all the way.
I don't think that has anything to do with his performance. I mean, maybe. I think everybody expected that he would have a problem in the second half of races, right?
It
definitely didn't look like it. I think probably Hunter really wishes he would, you know, why don't you wait another 6 months before you come back?
Hunter's going to like go into the like hotel room and like break his ankle and be like,
it's like, how much does this
just hurt again?
Yeah, I mean, what does this kid got to do with it? I mean, he basically screws the pooch at the final race of the season in Supercross.
Yep.
Right? Comes out like a ball of fire into motocross, probably because
his brother's got to poop on him.
Probably because his ego was hurt. And now his brother is like, you know, if we were to project out, right, we can expect that Jet's going to dominate. Now, actually, Deegan's got a bigger problem because he's got Hunter between him and Jet.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
Yeah. But
because Jet does nothing to prove. Hunter has everything to prove, right?
Here's the thing I noticed. A lot of guys were, when Deegan got in the pack, a lot of guys were making him earn it. And we all knew that was going to come.
He had to struggle to get around a couple guys. Yeah. Which is why you don't want to be mid pack because you're a target.
Yeah. And you also don't want to be a jerk, right? So here's the other thing.
I don't think he can do anything about that. He inherited that.
Yeah. I'm not sure after 3 or 4 poop shows that his brother craps on him. Yeah. Remember last year, Hunter started out and he was like second, and then Jet was just pooping on him so much he fell back and he was 4th and 5th. So I don't know if I believe Hunter's going to be in the way of Hayden Deegan all summer.
I don't know that I also think that Hunter has improved, and I think there's a possibility that there in some races he could actually give Jet a run for his money, and then you've got him. Deegan, right behind you. Oh, you don't think that Hunter's improved? You don't think Hunter's improved?
Nowhere said he's going to be competitive to Jet.
Okay, well, we'll see.
I don't think so either. He's better, but he's not Ricky enough.
No, that's not quite the same, but okay.
It kind of is.
No, that would be like saying you could beat Ricky the Goat.
Yeah, like, okay. Hey, I'm competing against the Goat. I mean, the only thing, like, no.
I think of anybody else that's out there on the track that could give Jet any trouble at all, it would be Hunter at this point. Now, it could be Deegan later in the season as he adjusts more. We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to take Deegan, as I think we've said before, it's going to take him 5 or 6 races before.
And I also really think that Hunter knows more about how to race his brother than anybody else in that field, for sure.
Don't look like it.
Oh, I think he does.
Here's what I'm going to say. I was given the old shocker symbol every time Sexton crashed. I think I think motocross should just have that on the thing and be like, shocker alert, you know, Sexton crash, because they're like, oh, Sexton crash. It's like, no, you're kidding. Right. Who the flunk again? I know.
Well, when Sexton wrecks, I almost don't even pay any attention to it anymore because it's like, so what? You know, that's like, I don't know. That's like a lap. Okay.
I got to look up name etymologies and see if Sextons and Lowe's come from the same town in England.
They could.
Because there's a good chance they're cousins. That dude spends less time in the with his bike up than he does now.
His parents picked the name Chase for a reason.
Because he always is.
They didn't realize
the name of Crash.
They didn't realize that Sexton in Old English what meant before you fall down. Okay, so it's Chase before you fall down is the actual way you call it. You say it.
I'm waiting for Supercross to put like. Remember, like the 60s Batman when he'd punch somebody and say, pow,
pow. On the
screen. Yes, yes.
Bam, boom, pow, ding.
Yeah.
He's just a mess.
He is a mess.
We're not even talking about, he's a former champion. We're like, we're making fun of him. He needs to figure out how Tomac's getting hurt so he doesn't get embarrassed and do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's.
I think the only way Sexton doesn't ride. It, you know, doesn't wreck is from the sidelines.
As if he doesn't start.
Exactly. If he's watching the race from the sidelines. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
But even though like crashing, he's still sixth overall.
Somebody said it. I know there are probably people that listen to this show that have connections to Chase Sextons where he'll answer their message. Tell him at East Coast Sturgis, I think they call it Apple Valley Bike Fest or something. Get in contact with me. I will let you know. They have a motorcycle demolition derby. You'd be good at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You'd be good at it. Sign up.
It's just pitiful. It's just pitiful. But, you know, you say that. He's in sixth, Warren.
Overall. Right? Sixth overall.
He's in sixth overall.
Striking distance.
Yeah. All that means is that he can win overall and drop as often, right? He can do either one as often. Drop the bike and win. And dropping the bike will keep you from winning a championship.
Here you go. Here's his results, though. He's in fifth overall, right?
Okay.
He has a fifth, a seventh, a fourth, and an 11th, right? That's not saying much.
No, it's not saying much at all, except that
I mean,
that just
it's way
tells
better
you how,
than I did.
That tells you how weak the rest of the field is, right?
Yeah.
That's what it tells you more than anything else.
Yeah, more than anything. It just tells you nobody's being consistent, right? Here's
nobody who's not in the front. Nobody who's not in the front is being consistent, for sure.
Justin Cooper got the old Hangtown where he finished what? He finished 13th overall with the big 0-40th in the second race because he crashed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like those numbers, it's still early and you can have a good two okay races, but Sexton's going to get past.
Well, it's not early. It's not early in my opinion when you have Jet, Hunter, and Deegan at the front of the pack. You're running out of time. You're running out of time quickly because
his biological clock is ticking like this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And they got Thunder Valley next week. That just sounds like a place Sexton's going to crash.
Yes, right. He'll blame it on
Thunder Valley.
He'll blame it on the thunder.
Yeah, he'd be like, the valley was really deep and the noise.
Yes, right.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel terrible.
So anyway, that's enough about motocross.
Yeah. I think
so. Let's talk about Moto 2.
Oh, one other thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows how long Tomac's out for.
No, I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything at all. But what I did hear was that his injuries were not as bad as was originally suspected. So I don't think he's going to be out a long time.
Where did you read that? Because what I was reading,
I heard he
bruised his uterus.
He might have, but I had heard in one of the one of the YouTube things that I follow, where they talk about Supercross, that his evaluation was that it was not nearly as serious as was originally expected. And he may, now who knows how fast he heals at 105 years old, but that most of his stuff is not stuff that would require surgery, and he's going to have to recover.
Well, I did read that, but I thought he hyperextended a muscle.
Here he did, yeah.
In his neck, and tore a muscle in his neck. And they were like, That's going to be a while.
Well, it might be, but it was a lot better. I mean, originally it was whether he would be back this season at all. He'll definitely be back this season, but it may be, later in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't heard anything. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
So it could be 1 week, 2 weeks.
The best thing for him would have been if it was a career ending injury.
You are terrible. You're as bad as me. Sexton got to figure out how to get hurt.
Well, if he would have taken Cooper Webb with him, then it would have been.
Oh, hey.
Both of them need career ending injuries.
Take them all.
Take them all.
So their next race is this weekend in Thunder Valley.
Yeah, Thunder Valley.
Where are we going to go? Moto GP next? Yeah.
Right. Well, let's talk Moto 2 first.
Okay.
Because
it finally seems like maybe somebody wants to win.
Yeah, it does.
Possibly.
It definitely does. I mean, Gonzalez definitely seems like for this late in the season that he hasn't given up already is a really strong sign for him.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just think, I was like, wow, maybe somebody actually wants to win this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So he seems like, from a consistency standpoint, he's doing something that he hasn't done. So if he can keep it up, he still won't have a ride in GP next season, but he can at least have that championship. He
might come back as a champion. Yeah.
That second level championship. And yeah, I think the thing that's helping him out is all the people chasing him are hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
It's coming into the time of the year when Vietti doesn't care for five rounds, and then he'll have two more wins.
Yes.
Aegeus, I don't know what's going on with him.
He's fast.
Otto is like, ooh, there's the podium. How do I drop back to avoid it?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say David Alonso and Holgado were the two people that everybody was expecting a lot from this season coming in.
And Lopez. I'll be honest with you, Lopez. I was expecting more out of him.
I don't see it. I don't see it. Right?
No.
Nope.
I don't see it. So, I don't know. But you're right. It doesn't seem like anybody else is providing any kind of consistency, which is a great thing for Gonzalez. But he's got to start. He's got to continue to be consistent. So far, he was already falling, collapsing last year by this time. So,
and what the F is going on with Kinect? Well, he hasn't raced his last two rounds, but even before.
Kinect's done. I mean, he's completely done. I mean, one season with you consistently picking him destroys everybody's career.
I didn't realize I was that powerful.
You did that. Yes.
I'm like,
right.
It's all now you have, you.
Right. Now you have to say like, it can't do connect hands of cement. Now you have to do.
That was my favorite cheer.
I know, and it cost you a lot of points too.
It did, but it just worked.
And cost Connect a lot of points as well.
It cost him a chance to be a MotoGP rider.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, he's done. Well,
he never called for an interview, so that's that guy.
He's done. Let's talk MotoGP.
Yeah.
So apparently, as long as Marquez runs on counterclockwise tracks, the Aprilias aren't nearly as fast as
or
they were.
Can stay up.
Yeah, but none of the Aprilias had the speed that he had, and he's the only one that had that speed, and he only gets that kind of speed on counterclockwise tracks. He just loves counterclockwise tracks, and he does, and he's just best at that. That's what he's best at. And I guess with his injuries, I think with his injuries, apparently, and they actually mentioned it, the broadcasters, and with the injuries, that's the best for him to be in a counterclockwise track. He spends more time on his left side than he does on his right side. So that's the problem that, he's having a problem when he's, leans to the right. So,
Is MotoGP go to change all the rules so he can be the greatest of all time?
They can't
run everything.
They can't because some of the tracks, if the problem would be they would have a problem doing the start finish line coming into a straightaway, right? And you always have to have a start finish on a straightaway, even if it's early in the straightaway or whatever.
Well, you'd why? Say
because
that.
They want
I've seen a lot
they,
of tracks.
Well, they, yeah, but they want to run to the line. No, they're never in a turn. They're always on a straightaway, the start finish lines. So, and they want those. They
That's
want those.
Tradition. You know, that's swing break line. Tradition.
Yeah, but you're not going to get that. I mean, the reason they choose whether it's a counter, it's as the British like to say, anti-clockwise. It's like, you don't know the word counter in Great Britain?
I guess not. In soggy Britain.
I guess not.
Well, they call They call a trunk a boot.
Yeah, a boot.
A boot.
But anyway, so yeah, you know, I was like, I was watching the race and I was like, I picked Marquez in the sprint because I didn't know what else to do. It didn't work out for me.
I picked Fisecki because I felt like he was scoring too many points.
Yes, yeah.
And so him, and Martin, the brakes on. Like, him and Martin, I was like, F those two guys.
You can't pick Bezecchi in it. You can't pick this is a little piece of information. You can't pick Bezecchi in a sprint because he seems to be horrible.
You can't pick him in the race either.
Well, you can. He's done a lot better in the races than he has in the sprints.
Not when I pick him. So,
not when you pick him, maybe. Not when you pick him. But I don't know. After Marquez's performance in the sprint, which was nothing to speak, you know, write home about, did anybody pick Marquez in the race on Sunday?
I don't know, Ken. You're acting like I did my homework and
okay,
I've
never
done
mind.
The pool yet.
No, okay.
Well, did anyone pick Martin to wipe out, you know, a third of the field in the first turn?
That was amazing, wasn't it? That was amazing, wasn't it? That was great. That was
amazing that no one got seriously hurt because there were some pretty nasty looking falls.
I hate to go back to Supercross, but was it race two? I think in the 250s. Where literally two-thirds of the field got wiped.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the field got wiped out.
They were like, yes. They had a wreck on the inside turn and the outside turn.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember my first day riding.
Yeah. Yeah, did Martin get penalized for that, by the way? I didn't hear what the final determination was. I don't think so.
I didn't pay attention.
I don't think so.
I don't know if
I don't.
You took out so many people. What are you going to do? Like, nobody... Nobody did.
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking picking Pedro Acosta to win on Sunday. It's like I should have known. He's good for -8 laps. Okay? That's where you are. When there's 8 laps left, he just starts drifting back.
He has yet to learn how to manage his tires.
I think that KTM is just horrible on tires. So we'll see. He looked very, very fast. He looked very fast in the sprint. He looked fast in the race. He was the only person that him and Marquez lost the field. You know, the field was what, 5-6 seconds behind them?
Or more at
on
times.
Sunday?
11,
yeah, at
I
times.
Think
they
finished behind them.
Yeah, I think they finished like 11 seconds. Yeah. But he ended up, what, 5 seconds behind Marquez?
No, I don't think
on Sunday. It got cut back in the last lap. Because you know why? Because Marquez was cruising at that point.
You know,
he didn't want to wreck on
I'm
the
so
final.
Tired of getting across the line. With
yeah, exactly. I'm hurting. I don't feel good. I just want this to end. So he slowed down because I think he was up like 5 seconds, and in the last lap, he lost almost 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. So what can you get out of this race? Absolutely nothing, unless it's on a anti-clockwise track.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah, there are about a half a dozen
races, but he's got to make up a lot more points.
So yeah, you can't take any.
Not a good weekend. Not a good week. Maybe the thing is that when the tracks where Marquez is not good is where the Aprilia is dominant.
Could be.
So we'll see.
They're off for 2 weeks. Moto America's off for 2 weeks. You got Thunder Valley for motocross.
What about World Super? When is World Superbike coming back?
Supposed to be in, I think, Mazzano.
This weekend.
This weekend they're doing Mazzano.
Oh, good. You want my picks now?
Huh? No, well, let's say Bologna. Maybe somebody to take.
I already picked him for the whole season. I don't see any reason to pick anybody else.
Warren has some recall about a bike that doesn't get sold in the U.S., and I kind of want to hear that.
Oh, it gets sold. Definitely gets
because
sold.
Because I want to hear
I
want to hear him say the name again.
We Too Low.
We can.
That would be as close to the pronunciation
as
I'm going to get.
Something
with this
wrong.
So this, you know, every month on my blog, IJustWantToRide.com, I put up the recall, motorcycle recalls for that month. And I had never seen a Chinese motorcycle on an American recall list until this past month.
When which means it's sold at which means it's sold at Amazon.
The Taizhou Zhongjin Vehicle Company's Flywing Snake 250 is
so
being
you
recalled for brake
bought a motorcycle
issues.
Off of Temu.
They've sold 168 of them.
You get.
Yeah.
168 have been sold.
168.
168.
So pretty much they did the recall to get publicity. More people read the recall list than bought the bike.
There's a guy, I'm not going to give him a free publicity, but there's a guy that I follow on YouTube, and he buys every Chinese bike that's sold by Walmart, Temu, what's the Alibaba, or Amazon. He buys them all, right? He actually buys the ones at Walmart and assembles them in the parking lot at Walmart. So people that follow him will know what I'm talking about. He literally assembles the bike in the parking lot.
If he has the Flywing Snake, then he needs to take it and get the recall.
I have no doubt if that's sold in the United States. Where's the dealership? Where do you get parts?
Where do you
right?
take a Chinese recall bike? your local Chinese restaurant. Hey, we said
you take it to Low Main Motorcycles. I can tell you exactly where it is.
Yeah, if you bought a bike,
it does say that dealers will replace the brake pads at no charge.
Dealers,
and the owners, owners should expect notifications by the 1st of June.
Timo being like, "You're Timo sending you like a broken screwdriver that somebody sent back, and like you dealer now."
Yeah, you're right. Your dealer would be Walmart, right?
Your dealer would be some dude on the street. Because your crackhead ass bought a Chinese bike off of Alibaba.
Yeah.
And they got
to
come.
Yeah, that's totally good. That's good to know. I'm glad you included that on your blog, Warren, because there's 168 people out there that are grateful.
Hey, listen.
Yes,
Let me help you out. I would buy one of your garage bikes just to keep in my garage if you came out with the General Self.
Yeah, right.
I would buy one of those too.
I'd have a general, like, what kind of motorcycle that is? That's a General. So I'd even put the little Chinese flag on it, like the General Lee had on the roof, right on the tank. Be like, that's a General. So I mean, give me a Low Main, give me a teriyaki chicken bike.
Personally, I like their flagship bike, the One Hung Low.
Yeah, one Hung Low.
Yeah.
Pork fried rice. I would have a pork fried rice bike in my thing. Yeah, give me a little 8-cent sticker that sticks on it. Yeah, I'm good.
But I need parts. I need parts for a Bang Ding Ow right now.
Bang Ding Ow.
No, you can only choose parts from menu one, column one, or column two.
Oh my god!
Two.
Now I want to call up and be like, hey, I need an L27.
Does that come with the house fried rice?
I need the 27 millimeter nut, but I can't get it in conjunction with because it's not on the same column.
I don't know. It's terrible. Anyways,
that is terrible.
I'm glad Warren does that stuff so that nobody else on this planet has to. I'm good at guess the people, the 168 people that bought that bike can't read.
I would imagine they cannot.
Or all kinds of English anyway.
Yeah.
All kinds of important stuff.
And they probably don't have enough money to actually afford to watch this show if they're buying Chinese.
Yeah.
Amazon
probably like,
bikes.
Oh, no. Anyways.
Yeah.
Keep in the doghouse. We'll be back next week. We'll talk World Superbike and Mazzano. We'll talk about Jet beating up his brother.
We need more to talk about the World Superbike or in trouble.
Yeah. Warren, do some more
investigation. I have the
perfect story for you guys next week to have a lot of fun with at Harley Davidson's expense.
Okay.
They're looking for names like the leaker, garage stain,
the
things like
that. It's even better than that.
Okay,
the pipeline.
Cool.
Anyways, I guess we're going to say sayonara. No, wait, that's Japanese.
It's Japanese.
I don't know.
How did we don't know any Chinese.
What is it in Mandarin? They don't speak Chinese.
I have no clue.
Me neither.
They say orange. That's what Mandarin is. It's an orange.
Orange, everybody.
Oh, I know.